This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's time for the Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special. Now, here's Dawn Reese.
Hi, thank you for joining on your drive time home or to the beach. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. We're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, and two TV networks, VH2.TV as well. And I'd like to welcome our beauty queen reporter, our lifetime reporter, Deidre, has a special with David Heffner, and he's a film director from the Last Evangelist movie. Deidre, are you there?
Yes, thanks for having me for my monthly radio show. I'm glad to have David Heffner on. He's an American singer, songwriter, director, actor, composer, producer, and writer, and specializes in low-budget features and direct-to-video action films. David, how are you? Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, Deidre. I think you pretty much said it all right there. Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. I guess I'm on Dawn's show via you, right? But it's good to be here, Deidre. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I was looking over all your work. You've done a lot. You know, you have your hand in different aspects of the entertainment industry. And I, you know, looked at your YouTube videos, and they're very interesting, especially for the times that we're going on or that we're going through right now. So tell us about your current work and what made you want to become an evangelist, because your YouTube is The Last Evangelist. So tell us about that.
Can you put me on?
Yeah.
Oh, Deidre, before we go, I'm going to shut the mics off. It's all yours. And I'm live on TikTok promoting you. Okay. So enjoy the show. I'm shutting the phone actually and the mic off. So take it away, Deidre.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, Deidre, you know, I'm going to tell you something I haven't told too many people, only because I feel like you're a really special person, so I'm going to do something different. You see, I'm not really making the Last Evangelist movie. I'm really not. I told everybody I was. I'm just living my life, but I'm going to happen to put a camera on my life, because I am the Last Evangelist, you know. And I had to create this pandemic in order for it to be a story in The Last Evangelist. So I created the whole virus thing. And so now I'm going to go out and be the one to solve the virus. No, I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness,
I was like,
Deidre,
wait?
Okay. In all seriousness, I am actually making it, because that's what I believe in. I believe we're in the last days. I am an evangelist. We're all evangelists. We believe in God, and we want to share, tell the truth. So that's what the story is about. It's about the culture of today, the current events meets the Bible, and so that's what we're doing. It's a 6-part series.
That's incredible. And so you're still in the process of making this, correct?
Yes, we've shot what we call B-roll, and then, of course, the virus came and shut everybody down. But God willing, we're going to start back either next month or the month after next. We'll see how what they say out here. And and we'll have it out by the end of the year. It'll be on DavidHebner.tv, which is Apple Television, Roku, Amazon, Android TV, and it'll be on regular television, too, on syndicated stations.
That's amazing. We definitely need entertainment like this and things that people can watch, because some people might not go into a church, but they definitely watch a movie. So that is an incredible way to evangelize it through entertainment. And would you mind sharing your testimony of, because you have a lot of work in the entertainment industry, what made you want to become doing more of a Christ-centered work?
Right. Yeah, so most of my life I've been a Christian, so-called Christian, but I was a lukewarm, watered-down Christian, where on Sunday morning I'd go in with my Sunday morning hat on, my religious hat. During the week I'd go, you know, with my movie-making hat. So one day I crashed and I burned, and I literally believe I died, and I busted into a million pieces, and God molded me back together, and I arose as one person. There was no such thing as a Sunday morning David or a movie-making David. It was all just David Hebner, child of God. So everywhere I went, I took the same person with me. And the problem with that, Deidre, when you get to that situation, you start telling the truth, and people don't want to hear the truth, a lot of people. So you kind of make everybody mad at that point. But, hey, you know what? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, you'll be hated of all men, because I was hated of all men. I don't want to be hated, but I want to tell the truth. Now, sometimes that doesn't resonate with people.
Yeah, so did you have some, you know, people that, you know, saw you as who you were before, and then they kind of, you know, maybe you lost some friends or some relationship issues because of being fully in, being a full 100% follower of Christ?
Yeah. I did have people in Hollywood that I've been working with for many, many years that discovered the new me, my new mission, the last evangelist. And a few politely bowed out and said, you know, David, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And I've even had some of them say, not only do I not want to have anything to do with that, but I want nothing to do with you. So they got very offended. and then on the other hand, I've offended a lot of the religious people, too, because they say that I'm putting down the church. I talk bad about the church, but I don't. I tell the truth, and I talk about the religious system, which is, the religious system belongs to Satan. It's apostate. And that's how the Antichrist will deceive many in these last days. And that's part of what the last evangelist is about, to not be deceived, to understand who the Antichrist is and what he's up to. And just be not deceived, be aware.
Right. So definitely, I think, you know, we live in a culture of everybody's offended, but, you know, the truth does offend people. You know, the truth is supposed to water us and edify us and make us stronger and discipline us. And so you have a lot of different videos on your YouTube dealing with the things of the end times. So what would you say is your biggest goal with the content you create, or how does God show you these kind of videos to make?
Well, that's a good question. I rely a lot on the Holy Spirit. I pray and I go, God, what is it that needs to be said? Just like last Monday, you know, I do a show live every Monday night. It goes all across the world. And last night, my topic was how she overcame eating disorder and addiction. And we talked about eating disorder. I brought on a gal who had overcome it through Christ, and she beat eating disorder and alcoholism. And so we talked about that, and that was a powerful show. A lot of people needed to hear it. They confirmed they needed to because they emailed me. And I do a lot about on the demonic influence, how demons have creeped into the church. I deal with witchcraft. I deal with satanic ritual abuse. I deal with a lot of issues that that most churches don't want to deal with.
Right. Which, you know, I think it's funny how sometimes we like to shy away from those things. And I think we live in a culture where we always want to just look at the happy side of stuff and the positive side of stuff. But, you know, the enemy, he attacks trust anyone, and he's everywhere, and it's good to acknowledge that there is good and evil in the world, and what can we do as Christians against that, against the evil?
Mm-hmm.
And so a question I would have is, how can a Christian become more aware of the connection that is of what's going on today and what's in God's Word? Because what's going on right now, you know, it's in the Word of God. You know, it talks about it in mm-hmm. His Gospels. And so how can we become yeah. more aware of it?
That's a great question, Deidre. The first thing is, there's no way you're going to be aware of it, or I'm going to be aware of it, without the guiding of the Holy Spirit. So the first thing is,
yeah.
is you've got to repent, and you've got to come to God on God's terms, not on yours. Not on our terms, but God's terms. And what does that mean? Many apostate churches now preach this hyper-grace movement, you know. Oh, you're okay because mm-hmm. Jesus died
yeah.
for you and rose, and you're okay, you're covered, you know. Well, that's simply not the case. so you have to repent, come to Him, and then you ask the Holy Spirit, guide me in these last days. Show me what I need to know so that I can be all about what you created me to be about. And then He will. He'll guide you. He'll guide you into Scripture. You'll start reading things in the Bible that all of a sudden lights will go off, and you'll just go, wow, this is amazing. I've read this 1,000 times, but I never knew what it really meant. And then He's going to take you to another level, which is going out and telling people about it. And this is where it really heats up. So to answer your question, you got to first come to God on His terms. Second of all, seek the Holy Spirit, His guidance. And third, be willing to go out and tell the truth.
Yeah, I definitely think it's all about that desire and wanting to get deeper with the Lord. And that definitely starts with repentance and knowing that we are all sinners. And definitely continuing to read the Word of God every day, because there's things I've read in the Bible that might not ever be said on a pulpit. So that's why it's good for us all to own a Bible, spend time with the Lord, and read it every day. And so we're not running around in fear, especially in a time like this, for us to always have faith. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. I want to definitely go and transition to talk about your acting career a little bit. So you've done tons of films, and a lot of people definitely aspire to be an actor. And so how did you become an actor, and what are the highlights of your career or your directing that you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a songwriter in Nashville, but I always wanted to act. So I just came out to L.A., and I just took my songwriting talent and my ideas, and I turned them into scripts. And not only did I get parts in different movies and television shows, but I ended up making my own movies. I've made over 50 films to date for networks and for independent companies. So it's been a very nice, very nice ride, and I thank God for it. But what I'm doing now, I think, is much more special.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I think the videos that you do are very interesting, and you meet with a lot of different people, and you have their stories. Like you said, you just spoke with a woman, how she overcame demons of eating disorder and addiction, which a lot of times we look at those things and we try and fix them all through physical means, and a lot of people don't know that it's a spiritual battle that they're actually dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, like, a story or a testimony of someone that you've talked to that really inspired you, that God saved from the enemy and from these kind of problems that we face that are, you know, definitely spiritual battles, and they won the battle through spiritual means instead of physical means?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people, Deidre, I've interviewed. I've interviewed, you know, over probably, I don't know, 200 or 300 people. So many, there's no one particular person I can bring out, but I will tell you that I interview a lot of women who have been victims of abuse, satanic ritual abuse, in their childhood, and they've overcome it. They were raised as program multiples, which means they have multiple personalities, but they but they overcame it. God healed them. So these are my kind of heroes. The people most people would never hear or know anything about are those people.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's incredible. There's a lot of hidden things that the enemy does that people aren't aware of. And so I really like to ask, like, if someone is seeking the truth, like they see all the chaos that's happening in the world and they're going through things that, you know, they're trying to find answers to, like, how would you encourage someone, you know, to find God in the chaos of this world that's happening?
Well, that's a good question. That's a real good question. Let me ask you a question. You sound like you're not as old as me. Are you a young person?
Yeah, I'm in my mid-20s.
Mid-20s, okay. So you'd be a little bit over a millennial. But how do you... I want to reach more millennials. Do millennials... Yeah. Are they resonating with the end-time message, as far as you know? Like your friends, both maybe a little older or a little younger... Are they, do they know about what's really going on? I mean, are they, you know, thinking about other things?
Well, I think it does depend on what church they go to and how often they read the Word of God. Personally, I think my generation is mostly into the grace culture. And I see a lot of the world being a part of our church. You know, we allow a lot of the world into our churches. And so for me, I went through discipleship, so I, you know, did studies on Revelation, I got taught all of that, and I, you know, I got into the deep things of God, into these end time things, and so I know about it, but from what I see a lot of grace culture and people trying to kind of, they have human wisdom about these kind of things, not necessarily seeing it through God's eyes, but for me personally, you know, I have read Revelation over and over again. I read Matthew 24, where Jesus' words, he tells his disciples about the end time. So I understand the spiritual means of it.
In regards to
my generation, I think,
Yeah. But see, you're unusual, because most people I talk to your age, they don't really understand it. I mean, there are people, but you're right. Most of them are into this hyper grace movement. So, you asked me a question a moment ago of how I would reach people and tell them what's going on. This is a segment of the population your age that needs to be reached. You guys are the future, and they must come to the truth. If not, I'm telling you, this mark of the beast is going to happen pretty soon. And if they don't understand what's going on, they're going to take it, okay? And it'll be all over. So I'm not sure. I'm hoping Last Evangelist plays a part in getting to some of the young people so they can watch it and go, really? Is that really what this is? You know, and start asking questions.
Yeah. The culture of the world definitely influences a lot of young adults. And it's not a lot of churches have young adult ministries. So for me, sometimes I feel like young adults are kind of forgotten and people don't pay attention too much to 20-something. Because, you know, we're just getting out of college. We're just starting our careers. We're very busy in that sense. But they do need to be reached for sure. So that's really good that you have a heart
for that. I mean, that's the problem is the older people, there seems to be a great divide. You've got the older generation, they got their thing going, and then you got the youth groups, they got their thing going, and then you got this young preacher up there, you know, in his 30s that's barely knows how to wipe his nose, and he's teaching the Bible, and he's twisting scripture around to meet his own agenda, and it's a watered-down gospel, and I really feel for the younger people, because they're being sold a bill of goods that's just going to rot their teeth out, you know. And anyway, don't get me on this platform, but I'm really trying to get the word out, Deidre, that I do these shows, and that's why I do what I do on YouTube and on DavidHebner.tv. I keep putting this stuff out, hoping that someone, a young people, will latch on to it.
Yeah, so... I guess my last question for the night is, how can we follow your work? You said davidhebner.tv,
yep.
YouTube, or what other platforms
yeah.
are you on?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you can go to davidhebner.tv, and you can sign up, become a member, watch all kinds of really what I would call very deep, interesting content. It's all faith-based. We have 7 channels of truth. We have a channel that's dedicated to saving babies. We have a TV series on there called The Option. It's exclusive to David Hebner TV. We have the Last Evangelist channel. We have the Supernatural channel, which deals with demonic influence, so forth. Anyway, go there. You can go to lastevangelist.com, get more information, or you can just text the word CHOSEN to 91999. If you'd like to get involved with the ministry, that's the word CHOSEN to 91999. And that's it. I have one more show real quick I'll tell you about. David Hebner Investigates. It's out on television, and it's exclusive on David Hebner TV as far as connected TV. It's called David Hebner Investigates. You can go to davidhebnerinvestigates.com, and you can see what it's all about, or davidhebner.tv. And I investigate what they call end times miracles to see if it's from God or Satan. So anyway, that's it.
Wow. So, and then when you get back into production for The Last Evangelist, are you still looking for actors, or where are you located? Where is this being filmed?
Well, right now, yeah, I'll be in Georgia. It looks like I'll be in Georgia. You're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an actress?
Yeah, I am. I've been acting since I was young. I do have a headshot and some work in church that I did growing up.
All right. Well, send me your headshot. I'll get you in The Last Evangelist some way, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, if anybody out there is interested in getting in contact with me to get more information, or they want to send their headshot, send it to david@davidhebner.com.
Awesome. So excited. I definitely hope this gets to everyone that needs to hear it. I'm sure God will make sure of it. Do you have any last words you'd like to say? Any last encouragement?
Well, what I want to say is I'm impressed with you. Here you are, a young person. You're interviewing a guy like me who's kind of on the edge, and you're asking me about God, and you're letting me talk about the truth, about God and His truth. And so I just want to tell you, my last words are, is I really commend you, and I thank God for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. You take care.
And David Hebner, thank you so much for calling in on Deidre's special. Deidre, are you there?
I'm still here.
So are you on TikTok now?
Not at the moment. I have my phone that I'm talking on.
Right. Well, before we go, I'm live on TikTok talking about you, and give everybody your TikTok name, because we're going to be putting a watch party after this.
Yeah, so they can follow me at Deidre Veronica. That's DeidreVeronica.
Deidre Veronica. That is one of our Beauty Queen reporters. She is on TikTok. We have 1 minute. What do you think of TikTok?
TikTok is so fun. Actually, I just started it just to make dance videos, because, you know, I see TikTok stars all over the place. Some of them dance and do videos. So I was going on there to see if there was Christian music on there, because I thought it was just, you know, other music that TikTok had, but it's actually any music.
And you can go live. See, you can go live when you're doing your radio shows, and then people like your content, and then you can give it to a charity or whoever you want. I know my engineer's giving me a countdown. Deidre, thank you so much for interviewing David Hebner, and we will have you back next month. I miss you. I can't wait to see you down in South Florida.
Thank you, Sarah. We'll try and go to Clearwater one day.
I hope so. I need to get you on the sailboat and get you out of the station. And we are we are part of VH2 TV Network. So any of your interviews, make sure that I have to get them on the VH2 TV Network Facebook as well. Everything that you do, we have a new deal.
Okay.
All right. And I'm the new.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, yes, I'm the new casting director for VH2.TV and the talent director looking for singers and comics. So tomorrow, tune in 5 to 7. We'll be live. Deidre, this is Chatting with Deidre, her special with David Hebner. Bye, Deidre. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye. God bless you. Bye.
All right. And then I have a Hollywood theme song, and I think I'm out.
That's it.
All right, that's it.